Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan.
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're back here with me this week. Now, I know that you're used to me doing my solo episodes. By the way, do you love my solo episodes? Let me know. Always leave me a review. Give me the feedback. Post on social media. That's how I know this is working for you. No one succeeds alone, and that includes your girl. Okay, today I am not alone because nobody succeeds alone. You got to have good people around you. And today I have my friend Melanie Borden, a freaking incredible, massive LinkedIn influencer. And today she is joining me. We're launching our first ever co-led masterclass, which is so freaking incredible because I am not the expert in LinkedIn marketing and branding and positioning that Melanie is. So I'm bringing the experts in with me, and we are launching our first ever masterclass. You are going to love it. We're going to break it all down for you. And today we're going to give you some of the best tips, tricks, stories, success stories, and things you can apply back to your life to take your brand, to elevate yourself to the next level and drive more revenue, more success for yourself. Melanie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. And I will also say that I do think that you're an expert in all of the above because I follow you and I watch you and I have followed you from the moment I started being active on LinkedIn. So there's that.
There's that. But you know what's interesting? And this is a lesson that I've held on to since I learned it in 2020. Anyone can be a mentor in one moment and anyone can be a mentee a moment later. And I think that that's something really important for everyone listening to understand. Yeah, I can be seen as an expert in some regards and teach certain things around branding and LinkedIn. But for me, I also like to, you know, take a step back and say, I'm going to sit on this side now and learn from Melanie because you are an expert. You do have different expertise. You do have a different way of doing it that's worked incredibly well. And one of the things that I like is about what you've done, and I'd love for you to share your story, is how you transitioned and exploded so quickly by really stepping into your authenticity and how that attracted so much business to you. I think it's important for everyone here because everybody has the power to do this. Break it down for us.
Absolutely. So in 2020, I was completely freaked out by everything that was happening with the pandemic. And I knew that I had to do something. At the time, I had no social presence. I didn't have a website. I was working for someone else. And the company that I was working for laid off about 95% of the entire organization, which was, you know, 400 plus people. And I could just sit there thinking, what's going to happen? And as a single parent, I just thought, okay, I need to take control for myself because no one else is going to do it for me but me. And I started just becoming active on LinkedIn. I was working as the VP of marketing for a dealer group in Northern New Jersey and New York. And we had just finished this training for all of the sales team to create their personal brands on LinkedIn. But I wasn't doing anything to the extent that I am now, but I was just kind of getting into it. I was really just starting to explore the platform, but COVID and the pandemic really pushed me outside of my comfort zone to start posting because I saw this opportunity with LinkedIn because I thought, how do I reach people in my industry outside of the social platforms like Twitter and Instagram and Facebook? But LinkedIn, that's how I'm going to do it, is through LinkedIn. And I really didn't have much of a plan other than I need to make a name for myself. And I need to share with people what I'm doing, all educational content for the most part, and inspirational, motivational. And I started following people like you, and I started watching what other people are doing. And I started studying, really becoming a student of LinkedIn and spending most of my free time on the platform and trying to figure it out. And one thing led to another. I left my job. I had a new position that I started working for a tech company. And what started happening was over time, I started getting people contacting me who I didn't know from all over the world saying, can you do for me what you did for yourself? And I was working in marketing and I thought to myself, why are they asking me this? Meanwhile, I'm sharing marketing tips. I'm talking about my day to day. I'm talking about LinkedIn. And I had enough people reaching out to me that I felt fairly confident when I made the decision to go off on my own in 2021 to start my own business. But we are 100% fueled from LinkedIn. No paid advertising. It's all organic, all coming in straight through LinkedIn on a regular basis.
It's incredible because it's really like a warm lead, right? Like it's like a referral, somebody who knows you because they've met your presence. They know your brand. It's not like you're a stranger and you're not overtly selling to them. Guys, listen to me right now, because I know so many people get nervous when we start talking about sales. You attract the business to you, which is a completely different way of thinking of doing business.
Right. That's so true. And one of the areas that I was finding is that people all over the world that I never would have known. And I was working exclusively in the auto industry in 2020 and even 21 when I started my business. That's when I was able to really branch out and really write my own ticket, because I had people from every industry all over the world. It doesn't really matter what industry you're in. You can have a presence on LinkedIn and you can be active and you can impact someone somewhere. And that's really what I like LinkedIn for, is that you can really resonate with someone today, and maybe tomorrow is when they're reaching out to you.
Well, I know that you've been doing, prior to you and I working together on our own masterclass, which I mentioned at the beginning, and guys, I'm going to give you all the details on it. But before, you were also hosting your own programs to coach and teach because you had so many requests come in. Share with us some of the success stories that you've seen from the people that you've taught in your masterclasses that you've run thus far.
Absolutely. So when I've held them in the past, the people who I've been working with, they're looking for something extra. They've been active on the platform, or they've even just dipped their toe in, and they were really looking for something from a strategy standpoint to take them to the next level. And that's really the one thing that I see with most people on LinkedIn, is they're just guns blazing. They want to be active. They think that they have to post something. So they start, which is great, which is really the hardest part, is starting, but they have no direction. They have no strategy. So what they've taken away from the classes that we've done is really just been able to have that strategy, be able to speak to the right person who they're looking, their ideal client, or i.e. their ideal audience / network, and be able to turn that into tangible revenue. So being able to bring in new clients and creating visibility for themselves by just making small tweaks. You know, as you know, we're so active. So we're super users of the platform. Not everybody is a super user, but they want to learn how to. And there's really no shortcuts in how to do it. You just have to continue to, you know, understand and learn from others. So that way it's a lot faster for you than it was for us when we were just starting out being active on the platform. But some of the things also, we have some attendees from the past class. They've been able to bring in, you know, more listeners for their podcasts. They've been able to grow their business. They've been able to go from VP to SVP. They've really been able to bring in more clients, which ultimately, a lot of times people come to me and they say, I want to grow my business and I don't know how to post on LinkedIn. I don't know what type of content works. What do I post? And that's the hardest part. And that's where people get stuck. So having that content piece is really an area that I think people struggle with, because you can get a lot of fatigue mentally from trying to pump out different types of content.
I mean, for me, I'm just going to jump into a couple of different hacks that have worked for me. Using ChatGPT, if you ever get stuck, right, is like such a great way to brainstorm and get yourself thinking differently or seeing through a different lens. Do you use a tool at all?
So ChatGPT, yes, is a great one. The other one that we love to use internally at my company is Copy AI. That's another great one. Also Canva. A lot of people use Canva, but they don't know that there's a ton of AI capabilities with it, where you can actually tell it what type of content you want to create, and it will then create carousel posts for you, which perform really well on LinkedIn. So there's definitely some amazing tools that are out there for AI. There's so many AI tools for copy.
Since we're always trying to add value, you guys listening, and I want to specifically on this topic, as AI is moving so quickly, Zoom has just launched Companion AI, which is incredible. If you have not turned the functionality on yet and you have Zoom meetings, I have way too many Zoom meetings, but now the great news is I no longer have to take notes. Zoom is doing it for me. Zoom's doing it right now. What I should do is put a post up of the notes after this so that you can see how Zoom simplified, grabbed the most pertinent and powerful information package it for you. Yeah, it's amazing. There's no cost for it. All you do is go into your, and I'm not a spokesperson for Zoom, would be happy to take their money if they'd like to pay me. Go into your Zoom account, go into settings, and then underneath settings, you're going to see AI companion. Click and turn that on, turn all the settings on. And the next time that you run your Zoom meeting, your next Zoom business meeting, your next interview, your next podcast, whatever it is, you're immediately going to be emailed a recap summarizing everything for you. It's like having a live assistant there for you, feeding
you. That's amazing. And I'm going to add something to what you just said. We record every single phone call that we have. I should say every single meet or Zoom that we have. And we use another tool called Otter AI. There's a million AIs. So we use Otter, which sounds like exactly like what you just described. And a lot of times I'll tell someone, hey, we're going to record this call. I just want to let you know as a heads up, I use it for recaps, for client calls, and for prospective clients. But the other thing that we use it for is for content. Because as you know, it's so frustrating and difficult sometimes to create content, regardless of what the platform is, whether you're creating an email or if you're creating something for your website or for a blog or for social. When you're having a call with a client, you're speaking from a place of knowledge and you're essentially writing your content for yourself as you're speaking. And then you can just pull that and create content from it. We do that for every single one of our clients. I do it for myself. And I always recommend to anyone who's looking to level up their content and scale it to do that, because you will find gems.
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters, for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, "Mom, you look so pretty." I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later.
So, so good and so true. And whenever you're a guest on a podcast, always ask for a copy of that Zoom recording. And there's that tool that you and I were just talking about the other day where they upload it to this AI tool and it spits back out little 60-second or 30-second clips that you can use for social media. What was that one called?
Opus Clip. Oh, Opus Clip is a game changer. So I am not a video editor. I can do a lot of things, but I can't edit video. And it's been one of those things that has held me back from video if I don't have a video editor available. And so when I started working with Opus Clip, I thought that this is unbelievable. You can essentially take any sort of MP4 or a link and you just drop it in and it will automatically spit back out to you within an hour, dozens of videos that are under 60 seconds, under 30 seconds. You can set the parameters, but literally my 9-year-old could use Opus Clip and create batched video content. It's incredible.
It's so easy to use. Okay. So when I first started posting on LinkedIn, I was a chief revenue officer in the media world. The reason why I did it is I wanted to attract talent to the company. We were having a hard time finding talented salespeople that wanted to get into the media business, specifically on the radio side, which is a really older traditional business. And so I started creating content to attract people to me, to the company. It worked. We were able to start, you know, people work for people they know, like, and trust. Just like people buy from people they know, like, and trust. When you're listening to this right now and you're saying, "Yeah, but Heather, I don't really need a personal brand." First of all, number one, you have one, you already have one. We want to help you take control of the strategy and directive around how you're managing it, who you're attracting, and, you know, aligning it with your goals. But for me, that was the initial reason why I started my personal brand. What it's evolved into now is that I own my own business, and 90% of my business, very similar to your 100%, my business comes from the LinkedIn platform. It's the place where business gets done. So to me, this masterclass that we're putting on is literally for everybody, because everybody's got a brand. Everybody wants to elevate their brand. Everybody wants to elevate their business. But to do so in fourth quarter of this year, I think is really, really smart, because a lot of people start thinking about this come January. And they're going to not hit the ground running. They're not going to have all of the things done on the back end that need to be done to really support a big new year and a big new launch. Don't go into 2024 hoping to devise a strategy. Have implemented your strategy, outlined it, and done the back end work so that when you hit the ground running in January, you're exploding. Would you agree with that timeline, Melanie?
Absolutely. Q4 is the perfect time, because right now most companies are planning their marketing budget out anyway. This is the time that it's happening. So anyone who's worked in corporate and marketing, any business, they're really trying to plan out all of 2024 right now. So having a personal brand on the platform and mapping out exactly what you have to do, exactly what you have to be, from everything from what your profile is to your tactical strategy with your content, to how you're going to be nurturing your posts, which is something that a lot of people don't talk about, is what happens once they're engaging on your post. What do you do? How do you then take that to the next level to then convert that into a lead, to then convert that into a customer? And that's something that I think is missing a lot of times from the conversation also. And one thing that's come up a lot for us this past year is we talk to executives who say to us, well, I can't post because I can't do anything because legal and marketing has to approve every single thing that we're doing. And that is a very common conversation that I have. I probably have that conversation 5 times a week because there are so many people who are out there that want to do something, but they can't. But having a strategy, i.e., what do you do if you want to grow your brand? How do you optimize your profile? What can you do where you're still working in the legal ramifications of the company without having to go outside and upset someone potentially within your company? So something that I love to tell the executives and individuals, because it really applies to anyone. You don't have to be an executive at a company. You could be just anyone working at any level who's looking to grow your brand on LinkedIn, is make sure that when someone comes onto your profile, they understand exactly what you do. They understand who you work with and what the results are that they get from working with you. And you don't have to post content to do that. You can have that sprinkled in throughout your profile. And you can also have separate conversations in the comments and also in the DMs where you can grow your brand without having to post content. And that's something that a lot of people don't talk about that I think is important to talk about, because you have to have a strategy for that. If you want to do something, you need the strategy for it.
Oh, that's so good and so true. And you just reminded me, one of my clients, I consult their company. They're not one of the companies that says, hey, we don't want you posting. They're a company that says, hey, we want you posting. And I promise you this, all companies inevitably will come around to that way of thinking. So if you invest in yourself now and start growing your brand, you'll be seen as an asset above and beyond the skill set that you're bringing to the job and the position. Not only do you have that amazing skill set and unique talents that you bring to the workplace, but now you also have this influential piece where you can help attract talent. You can help promote the business, the culture, attract opportunities, clients to that company. And now suddenly you're seen in a twofold perspective. We were just having a conversation with my client the other day about we're trying to attract talent for them. They're desperate for talented SaaS sellers. The first thing I said was, how many people do we have on the sales team that have decent sized audiences on LinkedIn that we can ask to go out on the company's behalf and help us to attract these people? And they were like, oh my gosh, we've got like 5 or 6 of them. They're incredible. Those people, whether they know it or not, their stock just raised in the company, because now suddenly not only are they great leaders, managers, account executives, but now they're voices and influencers for the company.
Well, in addition to that, you also have this synchronized messaging, because you have 5 or 6 people or however many people from the company who are out there putting themselves out there, also speaking about the company, and then you can align initiatives with it. So they're all on the same page, speaking the same language. And then if you take it to the next level, they all have audiences that are probably similar because they all work in the same industry. They work for the same company. And then all of a sudden, it seems like everyone in that industry is talking about that company and everyone wants to know what they're doing and how they're doing it. And that's really how people go viral on LinkedIn and how companies really are able to monetize it.
Oh, it's such a good look when an employee can bring so much more to the table, and everyone has the power to do it. And that's why I'm so excited about us leading this masterclass. I can't wait to get this off the ground, up and running, and people into the class. The number one investment you're ever going to make is the investment you make in yourself. That is hands down, because you can bring that investment wherever you go. You may not stay with the company that you're with today or tomorrow forever. That doesn't matter. Investing in you, in your personal brand, is something that you will take and will continue to have compound results and compound interest for you no matter where you go. Have you seen that happen with any of the people that you've worked with, Melanie?
Absolutely. So I've done a bunch of consultations for clients who specifically their goal is they want to be promoted either within their organization, or their goal is to move up a level to another organization in their industry. And when you put yourself out there, you're essentially, you know, grabbing the microphone and getting on stage. I like to compare it to going on stage at Madison Square Garden. And it doesn't necessarily mean that that person is the most experienced or they know the most, but they're the ones that are willing to take the step to get out there on stage for that audience. And that's exactly what happens. And it always happens almost with every single person I've ever worked with. I don't remember there ever being a person that I've ever worked with where they haven't called me within days of executing on our strategy to say, you're not going to believe what happened. You're not going to believe who called me. I cannot believe this. And that's usually the first, and that's that dark social or the, you know, the word of mouth metric that always comes up. And it always happens. It doesn't matter the industry. It doesn't matter the role. It doesn't matter the level of who they are. If they put themselves out there and they're willing to step on stage, on the LinkedIn stage, they're going to have results no matter what. Now, that doesn't always mean that people are going to love what they're doing, but that's not the worst thing ever either, because they're separating themselves and they're putting themselves into a place where other people aren't willing to go. And the risk takers, the people who are willing to put themselves out there, are the ones who are going to get rewarded with that next level of where they want to be.
Oh, it's so true and so good. And I totally agree with you. By owning your voice, finding your voice first, owning it and putting it out there on whatever stage that's going to be, on LinkedIn or various other stages, podcasts, it doesn't matter. You are attracting those right, like-minded people towards you and expelling and getting rid of the people who are not meant for you, which is so, so important and so powerful. And we get into all of this on the masterclass. We get into how to become a better speaker, how to own your confidence, how to speak for yourself, how to find your voice and step into that power, which, listen, as you begin doing it, it feels pretty scary, but like anything, over time and putting those reps in, you continue to get stronger and you continue to see the results. I have seen countless people that I've worked with over the last 2 years explode, one becoming an SVP at a Fortune 100 company. I mean, I've had another one where it took a sales and confidence masterclass that I did 2 months ago. And a big part of this masterclass that I was putting on was around asking for bigger dollar amounts and doing it with confidence. And within 24 hours of my sales and confidence masterclass, she sent me a message. I just more than 3 times paid for the masterclass in the first 24 hours out of one ask that she would have never made before. So some of these tweaks are so small and seemingly not that difficult to do, but when you're tasked with them, when you're in a room, a virtual room of like-minded people, they're all committing to going after these initiatives. And as you begin to see that it's possible and how it happens and learn from someone who's done it, suddenly those dots start connecting and get out of the way, the momentum takes off. Have you seen examples like that in your masterclasses before?
Yes, absolutely. I think that the number one thing that people tell me is I didn't realize it would happen so quickly. And I didn't realize that all the things that you said, when you do something enough, you understand what the pathway looks like. And you know that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the industry that you're in, the level that you're at, where you're going. The results are generally very similar in terms of what happens. So first you have the reach out from someone you haven't heard from in a long time. And a lot of people get stuck on, well, I didn't get a lot of comments or I didn't get a lot of likes, but I did get X amount of 1,000 impressions. And so we like to look at those as lurkers. Those are the people, they're watching, they're reading your post, they're reading your content, they're watching what you're doing. And those lurkers are the ones that always become clients. I know for me personally, the clients that we've had, especially our longtime clients that we've had for over a year, since my company is still fairly new, those clients never engaged with my content. They were always the ones who were lurking and then reached out, said, I've been following you for X amount of time. I love what you're doing on LinkedIn. Can we set up a call and discuss? And that's verbatim what my clients tell me that they hear from their clients also. It's no fail. Every time, it always happens that way. And then the second, I would say, touch point that would happen after you have that word of mouth metric, which is seeing them on the platform, is the people who are just messaging them or reaching out directly through LinkedIn, outside of the people who are just reaching out they haven't heard from in a long time and saying, I'd love to work with you, or going directly through their website and saying, I'm interested in working with you. And you know that they came from LinkedIn because of, you know, the conversation that you're having with them. But it's something that happens all the time. And I think people don't realize the opportunity that's there. And there's 950 million people on LinkedIn. There's less than 5% of people who are posting. So those numbers are crazy. in terms of the opportunity. When we first started becoming active on the platform, Heather, there was like 500 million. So it's almost doubled in size. So the opportunity is so massive for someone who wants to take themselves and their career to the next level. And then if you combine that with the confidence piece and asking for the numbers that they want to ask for, you're going to take your career to new heights.
The thing is, people have these big goals and big dreams and ambitions, but they don't actually take the step to learn the skill to surround themselves with people who've done it. One of the best pieces of advice that I can give anyone listening right now is don't take direction from someone who hasn't been where you're going. There's a very good reason why when I have questions, I'm speaking to people who have been where I want to go, who are more successful than, you know, when I wanted to write my first book and I had never written a book, I hired an editor who had written 18 books, right? You want to reach out and work with people who have been there. And that's the beauty of Melanie and I partnering together for this masterclass is we've both created success in exactly what it is that you're looking to do. And I will tell you from my background in corporate America, I was a chief revenue officer and SVP of sales for a publicly traded media company. I bought and sold companies in excess of $55 million. I've had tremendous success in corporate America, but over the last 6 years, I've translated that success into becoming a best-selling author, a top keynote speaker, a TED speaker, launching courses, and working in very different and new categories and industries. The blueprint remains the same. I can help people reach success in sales. I can help people reach success in speaking. I can help people reach success in creating confidence for themselves. I've done it multiple times successfully, and I've taught it multiple times successfully. The same way that, Melanie, you have taught how to elevate your brand, how to create your brand, how to, you know, implement these successful tips and tricks and long-term strategies that deliver big time results. Some of the examples that I want to get into that I wasn't deploying when I really launched as an entrepreneur was I wasn't converting. I was doing a lot of content creation, which is great. And it was building community, but I had fallen asleep at the wheel on conversions. I didn't want to be over the top, hitting people over the head. Here's what I didn't realize. I was failing my community because I wasn't pushing my book Confidence Creator. People didn't know I had written a book Confidence Creator, which meant they were never going to learn the strategies from my book and benefit their life. So when I really started about 2 years ago, leaning into major conversion mechanisms, every other post, I would have a very direct ask. It was a very direct call to action and selling point. And then when I wasn't doing that on every post in the comments below, I'm always converting and putting an arrow to read the comment in this below this post and click on the link. And there was always a conversion mechanism. Now the messages I get back from people are, thank you so much for posting that. Thank you for letting me know that you had a book. Thank you for letting me know you had a podcast. I had no idea. It's changed my life. I'm getting these rewarding messages because the bottom line is this: selling is helping. And when you start approaching selling in that regard and get away from the idea that maybe I'm offering something to someone they don't want, it is not our place to make decisions for other people. We cannot believe that we know what is best for them. What we can do is offer them the solutions that we've created that have helped a lot of other people and let them make their own minds up. Did you ever have that problem with the conversion mechanisms on social?
Well, it's really interesting that you said that because when I left my job and I started my company, you know, I had always just been posting pretty much educational and personal content on LinkedIn. And a lot of people were like, how could you post personal content on LinkedIn? Well, it works, but it wasn't converting. I thought I was going to announce my business and all of a sudden people are going to start wanting to work with me. And people were reaching out, but it was on their timetable, not mine. So as you start a new business and you're trying to bring in revenue for your company, you're thinking, well, what am I doing wrong? And I really had to take a hard look at what I was doing. And I wasn't promoting myself, even though most people thought that I was because I was posting content and they thought, oh, well, she's just promotes herself all day long because she's posting. No, I really wasn't. I was not asking for the business. The second I started adding in actual promotional content, letting people know that I was available to work, letting them know what I do, giving them the opportunity to schedule time with me, you know, putting different things in the comments about how they can reach me and how they can work with me, that's when I started converting. And then also nurturing my posts. That's also something that I think people miss is, okay, am I supposed to be messaging people when they're liking my posts, when they're engaging with me, what do I say? How am I supposed to say it? How do I do it in a way that it's not tacky and it's not pitch slappy where they think that I'm being, you know, intrusive. So definitely putting out promotional content is something I highly, highly suggest. And then also user generated content, what people have said who have worked with you. I mean, that's another thing. You let them know, you know, what you do, who you are, and what other people have experience with working with you. And that's really taking them through. If you think about the customer journey and the funnel, and you're thinking about taking them through that process, all that is you're just taking them through and just giving them more proof of why they should be working with you, pushing them closer towards where they need to be.
When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's taylorbrands.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, it's so good. First and foremost, asking for testimonials of your work is so critical. Secondly, on LinkedIn, there's actually a place on your profile where people can leave reviews of your work, which is super powerful. I mean, people are nowadays going to LinkedIn instead of Google very often. So they're going to search up your profile. They want to read and see what other people have said. So requesting that. And by the way, most people, it doesn't cost them a dime to leave you a review. If you send them a DM or a note, say, hey, it would mean the world to me if you leave one, 90% of people are going to say, sure, happy to do it. Certainly that's been the case for me. And I'm sure it has been for you as well. It's just, it's taking the time to ask for it. It's surrounding yourself with like-minded people that are committing as well as you are to doing these things. In my last masterclass, I had an incredible group of like-minded people, and something happened during this masterclass that I never could have anticipated, but I want everyone to know, because you just never know what can come from being around like-minded people. Two of the women in my last masterclass, it was a two-day event, just like Melanie and my November event will be. People get to know each other. They decide to talk offline. Everyone follows everyone on LinkedIn and connects on LinkedIn. Well, the two of them end up letting me know that they were both by chance going to be at an industry conference in New York the following week, and they were going to exchange cell phone numbers so they could meet in person. I'm like, that's great, guys. Have a great time. You know, whatever, send me a picture. Well, wouldn't you know, one of the women ends up advocating for the other woman and got her a higher level position, more compensation, and brought her from a competitive company over to her company. And they've become friends now that not only are friends, they work together. So you just never know what can happen by joining a masterclass like this, where you know you're going to be around like-minded people, they're elevating their brands, going to the next level, stepping into their power. You are going to be in the right room. If you're looking for a bigger 2024 than you had in 2023, these are the rooms you need to be in. And, you know, it was funny, I like taking workout classes, so I'm always going to spin. And the other day I went to my Soul Cycle class for spin because I love being in group settings. I love being around great like-minded people. The teacher wasn't showing up. And I'll tell you, watching everybody's face, that yes, it's great to be around like-minded people, but you need coaches and people who have a plan and strategy for the time while you're together. Otherwise, everyone kind of looks lost. And finally, when the teacher arrived, everyone was clapping. We were so excited. And immediately the playlist was launched, the schedule, that she knew exactly what we were doing. And she led us along a great workout. It made me think a lot of why people join a masterclass. You want someone who's been where you want to go, and you want someone who knows how to break it down and lead you through it. So yes, it's great to be with like-minded people, but you also want someone leading you there. It doesn't matter if you're an MVP in the NFL, the Super Bowl still has coaches that are leading the teams and the players to get them to where they want to go. They know how to do it. They've got the blueprint, just like we've got for you. Melanie, who would you say this masterclass is for?
That's a great question. I would say this masterclass is truly for anyone. It's anyone at any level. I mean, it could be from a student to someone who's in business development to an executive. It could be anyone, because anyone at any point in time can leverage the knowledge that you and I have together for catapulting themselves to the next level. And so I truly believe, I mean, for the most part, we do work with executives, but in just thinking of the person who would want to step on that stage, both on LinkedIn and in real life, it could be anyone. It could be someone who's preparing for the next level of their career. It could be someone preparing for a transition. It could be someone who's preparing for just to be prepared to make sure that when they're with their team on a daily basis, that they can help their team be themselves and to help them get to the next level of their careers as well. Someone within leadership. So it's really for anyone. I wouldn't say that it's limited to just one person, one type of person, one type of role. I think it could be for anyone, because let's be honest. I mean, as far as LinkedIn goes, you see all different people from all different walks of life, all different types of backgrounds who are out there on the stage. And so I definitely think that it could be for anyone. And there is something that I also wanted to mention too, because you had mentioned the services page. And what I try to tell my clients, and I want them to think about LinkedIn differently, and I think it would be good for your listeners to think about LinkedIn differently as well. LinkedIn is no longer just a social site. It's a search engine. Your page, your LinkedIn page, is a landing page. And it's a landing page that Google is crawling. I have a Google alert set up. I know you do too. For the last few months, I have been receiving Google alerts for my posts on LinkedIn on a daily basis. So what that tells me is that there is this massive SEO opportunity to saturate the market, your market, and also Google through what you're doing on LinkedIn. You can also search for keywords and get different types of content. You can search for positions. You can search for people. You can search pretty much anything on LinkedIn and get different results, just like you would with a search engine. And that's what we say about YouTube, because YouTube is a search engine. But you know what? LinkedIn has become a search engine as well.
Why is SEO important to somebody, for someone who doesn't understand that?
SEO is so important is because it is how someone can find you. It is how someone can realize who you are, what you do, and how you can really impact them in the right place at the right time, in that right moment. And specifically for what we're talking about, not only just for the masterclass, but in life, it's something that will help them with their career. Because if someone is searching for you, if you're looking for a new position, recruiters are now looking on LinkedIn, they're looking on social sites, and they're going to Google you. So why wouldn't you want to control what comes up about you versus letting somebody else control what comes up about you? You can control it yourself, and you can really navigate that. And in the masterclass, we're going to go through that too. There are strategies and things you can do in positioning yourself on Google outside of LinkedIn that you can also use for content on LinkedIn. You can use both.
No, it's so good. And everybody and anyone, whether you're dating someone or you're hiring someone, everyone is going on to LinkedIn to see who this person is. A lot of people ask me, how did you get on Gary Vaynerchuk's podcast? I break down and we get into so many different strategies in regards to how to sell yourself and accomplish what you want to achieve in the masterclass. But in this instance, specifically, I took out a Google alert on Gary Vaynerchuk. and we'll talk about this in more detail in the masterclass, but when you take out a Google alert on someone, you're going to be served up information on them on the regular. And I found out he was launching a new company, a new wine company, and it gave me the name of his partner. And immediately I knew, I bet his partner is a lot easier to get to than he is. And so I sent a DM on LinkedIn where I have a face, I have a credible resume, I have tons of testimonials, all the things that we're going to be teaching during this masterclass, so that when he went to my page to see who's this woman sending me note, he said, oh, wow, this lady is like got it going on. She's the real deal. She's not some lunatic. He messaged me right back. Yeah, I'd love to talk, you know, and of course, I'm talking about how I can add value to him. But none of that stuff happens if you're not showing up as a human that is someone who could potentially be trustworthy, that does have reviews. And for people listening right now, they're saying, but I don't even know, I'm too early on. Then that's the perfect time to start, so that you can start the right way versus someone like me who waited two decades too long before I started down this journey. If 10 years ago was the right time, now is the only time. And doing this before the end of the year is so critical. While so much of the world is going to take the month of December off, you're going to be armed with a blueprint to set yourself up for your biggest year yet. You can, when you have free time in the month of December, you're going to be able to execute on these strategies and really do the back end work that you need to, so that you have your content set up, that you're practicing and taking the small steps that you need to build your confidence, to step into and find your voice, and to speak up in the situations where you know you really want to. So I'm so excited for this masterclass. Melanie, do you want to give some details on how people can join us?
Yes. So definitely go to elevateyourinfluencemasterclass.com. When you go onto this website, it will have everything about what we're doing at the masterclass, the details of what we're doing, and you can register straight from there. You can also find more information on both of our profiles, on my profile and also on Heather's profile.
And the dates are November 2nd and November 3rd, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we will have replay available. So if you're not able to make it for one of those days, that's fine. That happens a lot. One of the things that I think is really powerful is the fact that we allow for live Q&A in these events. Have you been blown away by some of the questions and some of the opportunities that have been created around the Q&A?
Yeah, with the Q&A, I definitely feel that it puts people in a place where they feel more comfortable. Maybe they can ask the questions versus having to go to the masterclass and ask the questions up front. So they get those questions answered, and then it makes them feel more confident in their decision to joining the masterclass.
So we are offering a live Q&A on LinkedIn on Friday, and that is, I need to
look. The 27th.
Oh, perfect. As Melanie said, we also do live Q&A in the masterclass as well, because it's so important. This is not copy paste and this is a pre-record. No, we are live with you. We are there every step with you. We are answering your questions and making sure that this is customized for you and for your individual success. And today, because you're here with us, because you're my ride or die, because you're a podcast listener, we are giving you an incredible discount. For the next 48 hours, you can get $500 off by using the code ELEVATE. When you go to the link that Melanie just mentioned, I'll also drop the link in the show notes below. Use code ELEVATE for $500 off. That is good for you, for your friends for the next 48 hours. And we have a payment program set up as well.
Yes, we do. So you can pay as you go through Klarna.
There are no barriers to entry. You are worth this investment. Investing in you is the best investment you will ever make. Show up with two coaches who have been where you want to go and are happy, willing, and able and excited to lead you to get to the biggest year of your career yet. 2024 is going to be it. Change doesn't happen by chance. It happens by taking one specific action. This is the action. We can't wait to see you November 2nd and 3rd. Use code ELEVATE for $500 off. You are worth it. We've got the payment program set up. There's no excuse. Jump in and get ready to elevate your brand and your success to the next level. Melanie, what do you want to say? Closing words.
Anyone can do this. This is not rocket science. This is not brain surgery. This is something that if you have a desire and a will to achieve, you can make this happen. It is something that we have done. We can teach you how to do. It is not groundbreaking, and we will be there to help you every step of the way.
It is not difficult. but it is game changing in the results that you're going to see for your brand, for yourself, and for your business. We can't wait to see you there November 2nd and November 3rd. Check the link below. Use the code ELEVATE. You got 48 hours. I'll see you there.
On this journey with me.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about, Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing, like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.